This is 1A. I'm Sasha Ann Simons in Washington, sitting in for Joshua Johnson. Our focus today is how the South is seen and reported. We start in Alabama, where hundreds of people have been gathering at the Capitol to protest a new law that virtually outlaws abortion. The law is intended to provide a pathway to the Supreme Court, where anti-abortion activists hope Roe v. Wade will be overturned. Alabama is also facing scrutiny over its troubled prisons. A Justice Department investigation concluded that conditions at Alabama prisons are so poor they violate the Constitution. Joining us to talk about what's going on in Alabama is Andrew Yeager. He's a Morning Edition host and reporter for our 1A Across America partner, WBHM, in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome, Andrew.
It's good to be with you.
Andrew, what happened there in Alabama over the weekend?
Well, we had a series of protests in Alabama's largest cities, including Montgomery and Birmingham. Basically, you had pro-abortion rights organizations such as Planned Parenthood, the American Civil Liberties Union, other groups who came together to march, to rally, to say that they were, well, certainly not happy and saying in opposition of what the legislature did last week in passing and then the governor ultimately signing this strict abortion ban into law. So you had rallies across the state and in a sense kind of saying that what happened doesn't represent us. You know, that's not the single viewpoint that comes out of Alabama.
And let's actually give our listeners a taste of what you're speaking about. Here's college student Satora Dudley speaking to the crowd at the rally.
Anything but taking the autonomy away from women. You already know this ban is unconstitutional. You already know that this is their stepping stone into reversing Roe. And so what else is there for me to say except for good luck? And we won't stop fighting. I am proud. I am proud to see every single one of you here.
Now, Andrew, let's zoom out a bit. How much attention are these protests getting nationally?
Well, we've certainly seen coverage of them in a number of outlets. These were organized fairly hastily after the bill was signed last week, so they came together in just a matter of days. One of the things, and you heard that in the clip, that was emphasized at the very least at the Birmingham rally was this idea of, we will fight this law, not simply in the courts, because groups such as the ACLU have promised that they will challenge the law, the constitutionality of the law, but also looking ahead toward elections in 2020. There are city elections here in Birmingham in 2021. And so they're vowing to not let this go away, not let this go unanswered.
Alabama's abortion bill was signed into law last week by Governor Kay Ivey. But what's the legal status of that law now?
Well, the bill itself doesn't go into effect for 6 months. That was part of the legislation. And both sides are expecting a court challenge. And that process, as you know, can take years to go through the federal court system. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, when she signed the law, said that at least in the near term, this law probably will not be enforceable because of those factors. The other thing at play here is whether the court system or rather whether the Supreme Court ever actually takes up this law, because there are a number of other abortion-related bills in the federal court pipeline, and the U.S. Supreme Court doesn't have to take up any challenge that it doesn't want to. So, both sides were anticipating and readying for that court fight. That process will take quite a while.
So you can imagine our email and our Twitter, it's all blowing up right now. Lots of comment. Erin wrote us on Facebook. She says, I sure do hope someone asks about how Alabama officials can square their alleged reverence for life with this report. Joe wrote us on Facebook. He says, Alabama is almost as embarrassing as our president. Any comments on that, Andrew?
Well, it's a familiar, I think it's a familiar position for people in Alabama. They're aware of how parts of the rest of the country sees the state. In terms of how how state lawmakers can square, say, their being a being people of Christian faith in particular, and when that Facebook writer says that report, I'm assuming they're talking about the Justice Department's report on Alabama's prison system.
Yes.
How they can square that with a Christian faith. There's sort of two thoughts I have in mind. There's a emeritus professor of history at Auburn University who has described kind of squaring that rounding that circle in the sense that this faith is a personal faith. So while they may adhere to Christian principles in private life, they don't necessarily extend that into their public legislating. You know, fair or not, that is how some see it. However, the chair of Alabama's Prison Oversight Committee, Cam Ward, a state senator here, he's been talking about this issue for a long time, and he actually agrees that it is hypocritical, that if you look at biblical talk about how to treat people in prison, that we're not living up to those ideals. So you do see variation in how people in Alabama look at the issue through that lens.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned, Joe mentioned our president, but the president and others have distanced themselves from the bill. Is that correct?
That is. And I guess the wedge seems to be the fact that Alabama's law does not include an exception for rape and incest. You've seen a number of national Republicans that have particularly pointed out that piece or that detail. And even here in Alabama, when it went up in the Senate, you had four Republicans who voted for an amendment that would have included exceptions for rape and incest. Now, given the overwhelming control of Republicans in Alabama's legislature, that wasn't enough to really threaten the bill, but it was enough to give some Republicans pause. And when it did come time to vote, like I said, four of them did vote in favor of that exception. That really seems to be the issue that you see within Republican circles.
Alabama's prison system is also coming under some severe criticism. What did the Justice Department investigation conclude?
Well, basically, this report that came out last month found absolutely awful conditions in Alabama. And truth be told, it really wasn't much of a surprise for those who've been following the prison system. There already has been a lawsuit filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others over mental health care in Alabama's prisons. But they're overcrowded. They're understaffed. We've had 15 inmate suicides in 15 months, violence. It's just a really horrible list of things that this prison system is suffering from. And the Justice Department report calls out the state on that and gave them 49 days in order to come up with a plan to try to address it.
And what are the main reasons that those prisons are as bad as they are?
Well, I suppose the main reason would be underfunding, underfunding for years, because you have a prison system that at one point was almost 200% capacity. That is down a little bit, thanks to some sentencing reform earlier a few years ago. But you also have understaffing, so you have too many prisoners, not enough staff to watch them. And I guess that really all goes back to money. So it's simply underfunding for years. I mentioned State Senator Cam Ward. He's fond of saying that it took years to get into this situation. It'll take years to get out.
Margaret in Ann Arbor, Michigan, emailed us. She says, the state of Alabama should stop fighting the Civil War and join the USA. They could start by fixing up their incredibly bad prisons. It's hard to believe these people call themselves Americans. So we see some of those sentiments shared there that you mentioned earlier. Now, Alabama officials are under a deadline to make significant improvements. When is that deadline, Andrew? And will the state be able to meet it?
A deadline comes up this week, and I guess really it remains to be seen if they will meet it. Though word we're getting from state lawmakers is that as long as they're making a good faith effort toward some sort of plan, that they expect the Justice Department to allow them to continue to work on it. We're in the midst of a legislative session, and prisons are certainly in the mix. There's also been talk of perhaps a special session later this year to address the prison issues. The thing is, though, it's not just one single solution. There's not a silver bullet. There's issues from staffing to the facilities, to the number of prisoners in there. It's a very complicated situation.
And back to the abortion bill, what are some of the misconceptions about when that law will that bill will take effect? The one that we mentioned earlier, signed into law last week by Governor Kay Ivey.
Well, as I said, the bill itself does not go into effect, or the law does not go into effect until 6 months from now. So it's not an immediate enacting of the law. And also just the fact that it's a legal challenge is expected. Even proponents of the law say they expect it to be ruled unconstitutional at the lower court level. So abortion services are still available at clinics in Alabama. They will continue to be so for some time, depending on what this legal fight, depending on how it turns out.
And what's next for you and your reporting on the topic?
Well, I think we'll be watching to see, in terms of the abortion law, how this legal fight plays out. When we do get a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union or Planned Parenthood, who have promised this, and just how long that will take. Proponents said this is a legal, this is a legal fight, and just waiting for it. On the prison side, waiting to see what the legislature does, how they try to address this issue, because it is a complicated and there aren't any easy solutions.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Andrew Yeager joined us from our Across America partner, WBHM, where he's a reporter and Morning Edition host. We know you still have a lot of questions about Alabama's abortion legislation. Tomorrow, we're talking about the recent wave of restrictive abortion laws in Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, and more. What questions do you have about this legislation and what it means for the future of Roe v. Wade? Leave us a voicemail, 855-236-1A1A. We particularly want to hear from you if you live in a state affected by this legislation. Tell us your story, 855-236-1A1A. That's 855-236-1212. Coming up, we talk with journalist and author Tony Horwitz about his travels through the modern South. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Glad to be with you. You're listening to 1A from WAMU and NPR.